Community Day has grown to be such a blessing in so many ways. The bread communion, which the children are going out to work on the bread now and bake and talk about the importance of bread. And there's so many threads of the tradition, but introducing the person who's going to give the homily today, who many of you know, Jerry Wayland, I want to give him a lot of thanks and acknowledgement for being one of the founders of Community Day in this version. Jerry's been a spiritual leader in this church for many years. His wife Eileen and he are wonderful, wonderful additions to this church. And Jerry's been the chair of the Adult Spiritual Development Committee through how many staff people, Jerry? 14 staff people, staff changes? No. But Jerry is a spiritual leader of top notch, so that when we have had staff transitions, because a lot of our staff keep going on and doing amazing things in other parts of the country or the world, and he's helped us when the turnover has been quicker than we wanted. And he's helped us develop an elderhood program and mini retreats. And he is a mentor and a partner to me, and greatly appreciate his mindfulness and his justice focus. And he's just a fun guy. Trying to attend a USG poker tournament at his house sometime and leave without laughing and rolling on the ground. Thank you, Jerry, for being here this morning.
Hey, thank you, Kent. Good morning. So some of you have been here a while at the workshops, and some of you just arrived, but everybody's welcome, and especially welcome to the Unitarian Society of Germantown Community Day. So today, Community Day, is a special day here at USG when our community traditionally and intentionally comes together to celebrate and be thankful for us, each other, this community, this beloved community, a community in which we can really be loved, beloved, and love. So take a moment now. I want you to look around and see some people that you know and are really good friends with. And the truth is there's a lot of that going on at USG, fortunately. And turn around a little more and look at some people who you know, but you don't really, they're not real close friends. And then it's probably some people you know and you just can't remember their names. And there's some new people you've never seen before, because everybody's welcome. And since Kent already broke the taboo, to the degree you're comfortable, why don't you get out of the pews and do a couple of handshakes and some hugs and tell people your name and mingle around a little bit and just up and at them. Get out there. Get out there. Okay. I have to say, I was concerned about whether I could get people out of the pews. I don't think I can get them back in the pews. There you go. So, okay. So return to your seat or somebody else's seat or wherever you want to sit. Okay. Wow. That was the scary part. You know what happened if you say, everybody get out of your pews, and everybody sits there going, ugh. But they don't do that here. So So obviously, this is genuinely a community of love and joy. But it is also, like any family, sometimes a place of stress. There are so many challenges facing us, both within and beyond our community. The vast political divide made only wider after the recent elections. The heartless and cruel policies of the current administration towards immigrants, asylum seekers, and others. The persistent injustices and discrimination that our sisters and brothers of color still face every day. The mass incarceration of so many for minor offenses who are stilted now forever by the stigma of felony convictions. The irreparable damage being done to our beloved earth while those who tasked with protecting it deny it. We could go on and on. So how can we, as beloved community, respond to all these challenges? That is up to each one of us. Where we feel called to action or witness, what path we choose, how and how fast we walk it. Each of us has our own story, our own life, our own experience that calls us and guides us on that path. But we also have a very powerful source of strength all around us, and that is our very own beloved community. For in that community, we can find and learn the power of true compassion, the compassion we so dearly need as we go forth and engage on our journeys. To engage not only with anger and outrage, justified as they may be, but also with the care and compassion without which we can only see others as others. And in that same community, we can also find the strength of compassion for each other. Where does that compassion come from? From listening. Listening to truly understand where each other stand. Listening to where we are on our journeys. Listening to what questions we struggle with. Listening to what help we need to move forward. This kind of listening can be hard, especially if we disagree with what we hear. It has been in short supply for a long time. Over 50 years ago, Paul Simon, in The Sounds of Silence, wrote, "People talking without speaking, people hearing without listening." If I didn't sing it, you wouldn't recognize it. This is why we have been exploring many difficult conversations in our adult spiritual development program, and you're all invited to participate in those. But I believe only by allowing each other to speak honestly and openly our own truths, and then respectfully listening, sincerely listening, can we gain the trust in each other that allows honest conversation to begin and common ground to be found. So today, Community Day, and every day going forward, I invite us all to resolve to genuinely listen whenever an opportunity arises to every member of our community. To listen to one another regardless of color, gender identification, age, ability, or anything that might obscure the reality that we are all part of one beloved community. We are all on the journey we feel called to. We are all doing the best we can. We all can and must be loved. It has been said that true listening is leaning in with a willingness to be changed. That is a scary proposition, but maybe a little less scary when we know we are in a truly compassionate, beloved community, a listening community. Finally, to paraphrase Yogi Berra, you can hear a lot just by listening. Listen. Listen. Thank you.